Summer SOC concluded yesterday.
这也是我们整个暑假一切学生的活动的一个结束。
And this is also the conclusion of all the youth seminars and activities this summer.
相信我们在座很多人你的孩子或者你的孙子孙儿孙女都参加了今年的一些活动。
I believe that most of our youth have attended at least some of these seminars.
感谢神，因为大家的带导，大家的分工合作所以相信每一位青少年他们都得到很多的益处，很大的造就。
And through the mutual prayer and intercessions, I believe that many of the youth were greatly edified.
他们在圣经的知识上，在心智上都有很多的学习，很多的长进。
They've grown in their maturity, in their spiritual advancements.
在这些讲习会里头他们也都很认真的，有很多的祷告。
And through the seminars and convocations, they made a great deal of effort in prayer.
如果简单的讲的话他们现在都很干净，很火热。
And so simply put, they are their hearts has been cleansed, and they are full of fervency.
我们希望这样的状况能够继续把它维持。
I hope that we can all continue to persist and maintain this state.
所以每一个宗教教育的班级以及我们的每一个家庭在这样的工作上就变得特别的重要。
And so the responsibility falls on the RE teachers and also the parents to help them maintain their spiritual level.
所以今天早上就用把我们的家庭建造在真理上面，做我们互相的勉励。
And so this morning we'd like to use the topic to build our families on the truth as a topic for mutual encouragement.
有关真理首先要做一个澄清。
And we'd like to make clarification regarding the meaning of the truth.
因为真理跟信仰是连接在一起的。
And the truth is directly related to our belief.
有一个正确的信仰，这正确的信仰里头才会有真理。
Only if we have a correct belief, then we can find the truth.
那有一种说法是说，只要心诚，信什么都一样。
And there's a saying that if we have a sincere heart, no matter what we believe, it is the same.
只要心诚，信什么都好。
And if we have a sincere heart of pursuing, no matter what religion, doesn't matter.
是的，我们的生活里头或者信仰里头，心诚是一个很重要的项目。
And so in our life of faith, to have a sincere or a genuine heart, it is important.
我们在对待人，我们在做事情要诚心。
And as we do things, as we talk to people, we need to have a sincere heart.
在敬拜神的事情上面也是要诚心。
In our towards God, we must also have a sincere heart so that we can worship Him.
但是是不是只要心诚，信什么都好呢？
But is a sincere heart more important than what we believe?
当我们说我相信，那接着就是我照着做。
And when we say I believe, then we will do accordingly.
我们说我相信，我就走在我相信的这一条道路上。
And if we say I believe, then we will walk in the way and the things that we believe in.
在信仰的层面心诚相信总是会带来一些很正面的很正面的结果。
In matters of our faith and our belief, to have a sincere heart, it will bring about positive results.
但是信仰不只是表面的这些有好行为有幸福美满或者说很成功。
And our faith is not only in what is seen outwardly to be successful in life, to have good deeds and conduct and so on and so forth.
还有一个很重要的层面，它包括着看不见而存在的将来的永恒。
There is another important layer that is what is not seen, that is eternal life.
我们知道不同的方向通常会引到不同的结果。
We know that different directions, different ways lead to different end consequence.
我们相信什么，我们就会走在那一条路上，就会往那个方向。
Whatever we believe in, we will walk in that direction.
如果说我们的生活不是建立在真理上面，
If our life is not built on the truth,
无论我们再怎么诚心，如果方向不对，那结果也会是不对。
Even though we have a sincere heart, if our direction is wrong, then we will not lead to the good result.
所以诚心是需要的，但不是信什么都好。
So it is important to have a good and sincere heart, but what we believe in is even more important.
那什么是真理？
So what is the truth?
请看约翰福音十七章。
Now let's turn to John 17.
约翰福音十七章十七节
John 17 verse 17
新约一百五十四页约翰福音十七章十七节
John 17 verse 17
求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理
Sanctify them by your truth your word is the truth
这里说真理可以带给人正面的改变
Here says that the truth can bring about positive change
那什么是真理呢？就是你的道，主耶稣的道，神的道。
And here says the truth is the word of God.
神的道它是真实的，是可靠的。
The word of God is true and real.
这是历代以来这些圣经人物他们的体验。
So this was the experience of the saints in the past.
这也是今天我们愿意遵行圣经神的遵行神的道的人，我们一定会有的体验。
And this is the same experience that we can experience today if we believe in Him.
诗篇里头有很多作诗的人，他们在描写他们信仰的观察跟体验。
In Psalms, many of the psalmists they describe their experiences towards God.
请看诗篇八十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 86.
诗篇八十六篇第一节
，verse 1，
十一节，八十六篇十一节
，verse 11 instead。
主啊，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Verse 11 here says, "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name."
作诗的人他呼求神说，将你的道来指教我。
The author of the psalm says, "Teach me your way, O Lord."
因为神的道是真实的，是可靠的。
Because God's way, it is true, it is reliable.
我们再请看诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's also turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇一百五十一节。
Psalm 119, verse 151.
一百五十一节，主啊，你以我相信，你一切的命令尽都真实。
You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true.
神一切的言语教训都是那么的真实。
And here says that God's commandments are truth.
只要我们愿意照着去做，他就带领我们到圣经所应许的方向跟结果。
If we're willing to follow and obey God's commandments, we will receive the blessings that is promised.
再请看一百六十节。
Let's also read verse 160.
你画的总纲是真实，你一切公义的典章是永远长存的。
The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever.
因为神的道是真实的，所以它也是永远长存的。
Because the word of God is the truth, and that is why it endures forever.
神的道记载在这本圣经里头。
The word of God is recorded in the Bible.
那我们要将我们的家庭建立在这个真理上面。
And we shall establish our family on this truth.
我们不只是让这个真理在这一本圣经里头，我们要让真理在我们的生活里头，在我们的家里。
And we should not just read the Bible, but we should allow the truth to live in our families.
所以如果要问说哪里才有真理？
So where can we find the truth?
当然，这一本圣经有真理。
And it can be found in the Bible.
但是就我们人来讲，我们的生活来讲，哪里有真理？
But in our daily lives, where can we find the truth?
有所行动的地方才有真理。
And we can find truth in where there are deeds and actions.
如果我们生活当中我们的行动没有不是照着真理，那么真理只是在圣经里头。
If in our words and actions we cannot see the truth, then the truth is only words in the Bible.
哦，所以对我们来讲，有所行动才有真理。
And so for us, truth can be found in our actions.
请看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
Matthew 7, verse 24.
Matthew 7, verse 24.
24节说，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
It says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
主耶稣说，你如果要做一个聪明人，你听见我的教训，你要去行。
Jesus said here that to be a wise person, we must do God's words.
25节。
25.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
The rain descended, the flood came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
啊，有真理的地方就会有磐石。
A place where there is truth, we can find the rock.
啊，把家建在真理上面，就是把家建在磐石上。
If we build our family on the truth, it is like building a house on the rock.
26节。
26。
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
Everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them would be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand.
哦，有行动的地方才有真理。
Where there is action, where we can see the truth.
哦，如果听了没有行动，那么真理还是在这本圣经里头。
If we hear God's teachings and do not do them, then, these teachings remain as words.
哦，那这样不是一个聪明人。
Then we cannot be considered a wise man.
哦，这样是把房子盖在沙土上。
And it is like someone building a house on the sand.
27节。
Verse 27.
雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
The rain descended, the flood came, the winds blew, and beyond the house it fell, and the great was its fall.
啊，如果用个人来讲，这里提到两种人。
So in regard, if we talk about people, there are two types here.
哦，那这两种人，他们都会有同样的遭遇。
These two types of people, they encounter the same things.
哦，但是结果不一样。
But yet the end results are different.
今天早上我们谈家庭，我们就用家庭来看。
So today we can look at this from a family, from the perspective of the family.
哦，所以从这一段我们也可以来引申的看到有两种家庭。
So from this passage, we can say that there are two types of families.
哦，那这两种家庭，他们都会有同样的遭遇。
They encounter the same identical events.
哦，今天我们信了主耶稣，我们没有变成超人。
Today, as we believe in Christ, we did not become Superman.
哦，今天我们的家庭在主耶稣基督里头，我们还是很实在的生活在这个大环境里头。
And as we live in this world, we still need to work and do our daily routines.
啊，别人的家庭每个月有一些账单需要付，我们的家庭也一样。
We have bills to pay, just like everybody else.
啊，很多家庭需要配这个要付这个房屋贷款，我们的家庭可能也要。
And we have to pay mortgage, like everybody else.
啊，有些家庭的小孩可能会伤风感冒了，我们的小孩也会。
Our kids will get sick, at times.
啊，有时候有人遇到了车祸，有时候我们也会遇到车祸。
Others may encounter car accidents, and we may also.
啊，所以这两种家庭他们的经历是类是很都一样的。
So the two types of families they encounter the same thing.
哦，但是结果它是不一样的。
But yet, their end result is very different.
啊，有的会被打倒，有的仍然站立得住。
Some will be defeated, but yet some can stand firm.
啊，所以我们要把我们的家庭建立在真理上面。
So it is important, therefore, to build our house, build our families on the truth.
如果我们有这个目标。
If we have this goal,
啊，第一件，我们需要在真理上面来努力。
We need to make efforts, in seeking truth.
啊，我们不是把孩子送来参加，青年神学训练班或者学生灵恩会，这样就够了。
We don't just send our kids to NYTS or SSC.
哦，我们要跟我们的孩子一起在真理上面来努力。
We need to make strides, with our children, in the truth.
请看提摩太后书第二章。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书是保罗对提摩太这个个人的勉励。
This was a letter of encouragement written by Paul to Timothy.
但是我们也可以把它引申一下用在对家庭的勉励。
And so this can be applied to our as an encouragement to our family as well.
每一个家庭如何在真理上面来努力？
How can a family make strides in improving our faith?
提摩太后书二章十四节
Chapter 2, verse 14.
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前嘱咐他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。
14, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to ruin the hearers.
15节你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦做无愧的工人按着正义分解真理的道。
15, but be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
这里告诉我们如何在真理一个家庭如何在真理上面来努力
So here Paul encourages how we can make strides in our family
第一个我们努力的来避免一些愚昧一些没有用的那种争论甚至不要去做那些愚昧的事
Here the Bible teaches us not to strive about words that is of no use and no profit
不要在一些文字上面在那边争辩
and do not argue over words
有时候我们会发现我们做的一些事情真的很不聪明
and sometimes we find that our actions are quite unwise
很多的时候并不是我们知道说这样的事情是不好的不聪明的
and sometimes we know that this is not the right thing to do
有时候我们孩子做一些事情他不敢事先跟我们讲。
Sometimes our children may do things and they dare not tell us.
他们是正在做他们知道爸爸妈妈不高兴的事情。
They know that they are doing things that their parents does not like.
不是只有小孩会这样子，我们也都会这样子。
So even we ourselves do the same things.
这个撒母耳记上二十七章第一节，大卫想到说。他非常危险。
In 1 Samuel, David thought about that he was in danger.
撒母耳记上二十七章第一节。
In 1 Samuel 27, verse 1.
所以他想说，我到最危险的地方，那里可能是最安全的地方。
So David wanted to go to the most dangerous place. He thought that might be safe.
就是他到敌人非利士人那里。
So he went into the land of the Philistines.
因为非利士人比以色列人还强。
Because the Philistines were mightier than the Israelites.
他跑到那里，扫罗王就不会再追他。
So he went to the camp of the Philistines so that Saul would not pursue him.
所以大卫真的到非利士地去。
So David went there.
也真的，扫罗王没有再追他。
And Saul did not chase him after him.
如果我们稍微仔细一点的话，我们会发现说，在这件事情里头少了一件事。
So if we pay careful attention, we realize that something is missing here.
是很容易找出来的。
And it is easily detected.
因为这次大卫他没有求问神。
And David fail to seek the will of God.
为什么他没有求问神？
Why did he not ask God?
很有可能是他知道神根本不会喜欢他到非利士人那里去。
He knew what God's answer would be. God would not allow him to go.
所以他正在做一件不聪明的事情。
So he was doing something that was unwise.
有时候我们也会有这样的软弱，这样的错误。
So at times we may have, we may show the same kind of weakness or mistake.
所以我们的孩子虽然他这个学了很多圣经的道理，但是有时候他们也会这样子，正在做他们知道神不喜欢、爸爸妈妈不喜欢的事。
So even though our children may know about the word of God, but they may do things that is displeasing to parents or to God.
所以我们更需要求神赐给我们智慧，用真理来建设我们的家。
So we pray to God to give us wisdom so that we can build our families on the truth.
这样我们的家才会稳固，才会永久。
So that our family can be firm and secure.
也求神让我们有智慧 来用我们所学习的道理。
May the Lord give us the wisdom to apply what we have learned.
哦，在怎样的状况，怎样的教导是要优先的。
And to understand what is the priority in teaching our children.
哦，有时候我们会用错误的方法去做对的事情。
Sometimes we use the wrong way to do the right things.
哦，那个想要做的事情或者那个目标是对的。
The things that we wanted to do is right.
哦，但是方法不对。
But yet the method is not right.
啊，有时候我们也是会引用圣经的教训。
We use the teachings in the scriptures.
哦，但是用的不是时候。
But yet we use it in the wrong way.
啊，如果我们要将我们的家建造在真理上面。
If we were to build our family on the truth.
啊，第二个，我们需要有这种劝诫或者纠正。
And we need to learn to make adjustments or to corrections.
请看提摩太后书第二章二十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书二章二十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 24.
然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
And the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach and patient.
二十五节，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他悔改的心，可以明白真道。
25, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth.
这是保罗要提摩太如何来带领对待弟兄姐妹啊，或者这个慕道者。
This is what Paul encouraged Timothy as to how to treat brothers and sisters.
同样的，我们可以把它用在家庭里头。
In the same way, we can apply this to our families.
这里有一个几个重要的字眼，在二十四节说要教导。
And verse 24 here says that we must be gentle to teach.
二十五节提到另外一个字眼比较强一点，要劝诫。
And verse 25 says that we need to correct.
有时候只是教导。
Sometimes we can teach.
但是有时候需要比较进一步比较强烈的手段要劝诫。
But at times we need to take one step further by correcting.
那在这里也告诉我们一些原则方法。
So here, the Bible here gives us some basic principles.
我们人都有不同的个性。
Men, we all have different characters.
我们的小孩子在某一个年龄层，他也会有一些比较特殊的状况。
And at different levels, at different ages, our children show different levels of behavior.
有时候会很敏感，所以很容易来误解或者误会。
Sometimes they become very sensitive, so they are easily misunderstood.
哦，因为有这个误解，所以也就很容易反弹。
And because of this misunderstanding, they easily become very rebellious.
所以保罗在这里说要温温和和的，要温柔。
And so Paul here says that we need to do all things in gentleness.
那保罗也提到说要存心忍耐。
And Paul here also talked about patience.
因为有时候我们发现说进展怎么这么慢。
Sometimes we realize, we may think to ourselves, why are things improving so slowly?
如果我们长期在做某一件事情进展得很慢，就让我们觉得很容易疲惫。
If we sometimes we feel that the progress is very slow, we feel very frustrated.
人一疲惫，接下来就想要把它放弃。
When we become frustrated, we become tired, we want to give up.
我们的工作或者事情或许可以这样子。
So in our work, we may be like that.
但是我们的家人、我们的小孩子、我们的孩子绝对不能放弃。
But in regards to the faith of our family, of our children, we can never give up.
每一个人在不同的层面的进步的情形也都不太一样。
And different people, they make progress in different ways.
在你所要求的那一个层面，或许他真的是进步的很慢。
Perhaps they are improving very slowly, below our expectation.
哦，但是你也多多看一下他其他的层面，或许在其他的层面他是进步的很快。
But if you look at other aspects as well, perhaps in these other areas, they make great strides.
哦，因为我们也知道要忍耐，但是我们的忍耐常常很有限。
And we know that we need to be patient, but yet at times we find that our patience is in short supply.
有时候孩子他只是情绪上的反对。
Sometimes our children they rebel because of their emotions.
其实他知道爸爸妈妈这个祖父母是爱我的。
But yet they know our parents do love them.
所以不要被他的情绪把我们给骗了。
So do not be deceived by their emotions.
他这副德性不教了，不管你了。
We should not just give up and stop teaching them.
坚持到底的一定会成功，一定会得胜。
So if we persist until the end, we will find success.
再来，妥协通常是会很容易。
And sometimes we find it easy to compromise.
但是妥协常常会让问题更加的蔓延，甚至没有办法收拾。
But if we may make compromises, sometimes we may prolong or expand the problem.
所以需要很有耐心，
so、need,
不能妥协。
So we need to be patient and not make compromises.
那我们这样坚持的结果，我们一定会看到我们的家庭建在真理上。
So if we can persist in these principles, we'll find that our families will be built on the truth.
甚至在过程当中我们已经发现了那个出乎我们意料之外的那美好的结果。
And throughout the process, we can see the unexpected results.
或许我们很少看到我们的孩子是那么认真那么严肃的在那边为他们的一些软弱跟错误在那边流泪。
And sometimes it is hard, it is rare that we see children that they pray in tears for their own sins and weakness.
但是这样的情形在这些讲习会、学生联谊会里头到处都是。
But throughout these seminars and convocations, we see it all the time.
真的，从某一个层面来看，人的心是软的，不是硬的。
From we know that our hearts are often very soft.
尤其在道理的感动，在圣灵的带领之下，人的心是软的。
Especially when we are moved by the word of God, when we are inspired by the Holy Spirit, which will soften our hearts.
只要懂得悔改，一定会带来复兴。
If we know how to repent, it will bring about a revival.
如果我们要把家庭建造在真理上面，我们必须也要努力的来学习促进彼此之间的关系。
In order to build our family on the truth, we need to learn to better develop our mutual relationships.
怎样的关系才是真的有意义？
What type of relationship is truly beneficial?
有很多的方法来建立关系。
There are many ways to build this relationship.
有很多的关系来维持关系。
And we use
很多的方法来维持关系。
We use different means and methods to maintain this relationship.
但是这些关系它真的有意义吗？
But is this relationship beneficial to both?
有爱在里头的那种关系才真的有意义。
A relationship built upon love is one that is truly meaningful.
很可惜的是，很多家庭都知道要有爱，都很努力，但是却没有办法拥有爱。
In many families, we know the importance of love, but yet we cannot find love in the family.
所以在这种教导，甚至连交通、彼此的沟通都变得很困难。
So we find it very difficult to teach or even just to communicate with them.
请看提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
三章十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，但你所学习的、所切信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
14, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
这也是保罗对提摩太的勉励。
This is another of Paul's encouragement to Timothy.
那我们很重要， 最底下那一句话说，因为你知道你是跟谁学的。
So we need to know from whom we have learned these things.
哦，保罗说你要把所学习的、所相信的，你要一直把它放在心里。
Paul encouraged Timothy to continue in the things which he has learned.
哦，有放在心里才会去做。
And so that he can carry them out.
哦，那保罗为什么能够做这样的勉励？这样的要求
，How can Paul make this type of a request or encouragement？
哦，因为他说，你知道你是向谁学的
？Because knowing from whom he has learned this from。
啊，因为提摩太他是很多的时候是跟着保罗，向保罗来学习。
Timothy he was a follower or a he learned from Paul in many ways。
哦，那保罗跟提摩太之间有着很深厚的那种很深厚的感情。很深厚的关系。
And there is a very deep and a very close relationship between Paul and Timothy.
因为在他们的当中有主耶稣的爱。
Because within them, they have the love of Christ.
因为在他们当中有长辈跟晚辈的爱。
There's a love between the older and the younger generation.
在他们当中有老师跟学生的爱。
Between them, there's a love between teachers and students.
在他们当中有同工的爱。
There's a love between co-workers.
所以保罗在给提摩太的书信称他为在共信的道理上面的真儿子。
And Paul called Timothy his child in the common belief.
我们总是比我们的孩子有更多的经验。
So we need to allow our children to experience more.
我们比我们的孩子有更多的经验。
We have more experiences than our children.
通常来讲，我们圣经的道理也比他们丰富。
And we have our Bible knowledge is better than them.
但是问题是。我们能不能去教他有没有能不能去教他们甚至跟他们在圣经上来做沟通
And so can we teach them about the Bible and to communicate with them about lessons in the Bible
这个就来衡量一下我们家里的人彼此之间的关系
So we can use this decide about or to make judgments about our relationships.
是的，家里的人有这种血统血缘的关系。
We are related in blood.
但是那个爱有没有那个爱在家人当中
？But we see the love flowing in the family.
那这本圣经也是人与人之间关系最好的教导。
And so we can use the Bible as the best teaching tool.
所以我们要跟家人有好的关系，有爱的关系，其实也不困难。
So a relationship of love, it is not hard to establish.
只要这一层的关系在，我们的孩子永远不会失落。
So if we maintain this good relationship, our children will not be lost.
他或许偶尔某一段时间好像疏远了，他一定会回来。
Perhaps they may draw away or become distant at times, but they will return.
很有名的路加福音十五章那个浪子的比喻。
And the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15.
那个浪子好像远远的离开了父亲。
The prodigal son seems to have vanished.
但是那个爱是存在的。
But yet their love, their relationship persisted.
过去的教导是存在的。
What the prodigal son has learned in the past remain with him.
所以当这个浪子他醒悟过来，他知道他得罪了神。
So when he came to himself, he realized that he has sinned against God.
他接下来想到的就是，我也得罪了我的父亲。
And he has also sinned against his father.
所以再来，他就立志要回到父亲的身边。
So he was determined to return to his father.
我们用真理来建设我们的家庭。
So as we build our families on the truth,
这也可以让我们。家里所有的成员都跟主耶稣来建立起关系。
It will allow each of our family members to build their relationship with Christ.
那其实这也是每一个人人生当中最重要的一层关系。
And so this is the most important relationship that we must build.
如果我们的人生跟主耶稣连不上，那么这是最大的遗憾。
If our life cannot be connected with the Lord Jesus, this is the greatest regret of our life.
我们不但要成为一个美满幸福的家庭，我们更要成为一个得胜的家庭。
Not only should we be a happy family, but we must also be a family that is victorious.
我们更是要让我们的家庭是能够为主耶稣做见证的。
We must be a family that can bear witness for Christ.
请看提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3
16节
verse 16。
圣经都是神所默示的，以教训督责，使人归正，教导人协议，都是有益的。
Verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness.
真理在这本圣经里头。
The scripture contained in this Bible.
如果说我们要将家庭建造在真理上面，是绝对忽略不了这本圣经的。
To build a family on the truth, we must read the Bible.
这本圣经帮助我们来做四件事情。
The Bible can help us in four ways.
第一个，让我们的家庭能够得到教训。
And here says that it is for our family to be able to receive the doctrine.
能够认识神的救恩。
So that we can understand God's salvation.
在生活当中能够知道来如何来维持着工作、家庭、信仰这 三方面的平衡。
To be able to maintain a balance between our work, our life, our family, and church.
多或者大不一定是好，不一定是美。
And if we spend more time in one area than other, it may not be good.
平衡才是真正的健康，真正的美。
And to establish a balance in our life, that is the most crucial.
这本圣经帮助我们家人来指出我们的缺失。
And the scripture is also good for reproof.
知道缺失才知道改进，才会进步。
So that we know how to make improvements.
这本圣经它不但告诉我们不可以，它更进一步告诉我们应当怎样。
The Bible tells us what we cannot do, but furthermore tells us what we should do.
不但说你应当做什么，而且还告诉我们如何去做。
Not only tell us what we should do, but tells us how to do it.
提摩太后书三章十七节。
In chapter 3, verse 17.
叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
成为一个得胜的家庭。
And so this is a sign of a victorious family.
不但自己能够稳固坚立，而且还能够去帮助别人。
Not only for ourselves, to be firm and steadfast, but also to help others.
愿主耶稣带领帮助我们每一个家庭。
So、may the Lord Jesus Christ help each of our families.
让我们都能够将我们的家建立在真理上。
So that our family can be built upon the truth.
唱诗144首。
Sing Hymn 144.